Welcome to A Day of Prayer. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Together, let's engage in relationship with Christ through prayer, faith, and His Word.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to A Day of Prayer's Morning Bible Study. My name is Layla, and we're so happy to have you here with us. But before we get into the Word, let's take a moment and pray. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for the beautiful weather that you blessed us with, Lord. We thank you for the joy that's in our lives and the smiles we get to wake up on our faces, Lord. We thank you for this fellowship time with you, the time that you set aside to be with us, Lord, and that we can spend in your presence hearing from you, Lord, hearing what's on your heart and what you want us to do for the day, Lord, and for the days going forward. We ask that you continue to minister to us, Lord, and to show us what you have for us, Lord, to order our steps and guide us through our daily activities, Lord, whether it be schoolwork, whether it be work for ministry or for a professional job, Lord, that you give us wisdom and skill and ability to get the job done in excellence, Lord, and to bring glory to your name. And we thank you for those things, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Well, good morning and welcome, everyone. So glad to have you with us as we dive into the Word, continuing our study in the book of James. And I'll say receiving, learning, the wisdom, knowledge, counsel that the Lord has for us, and how to, I'll say practically, the practicality or practical application of the Word to our life and our walk of faith on a daily level. Now this morning we are in chapter 2. And we're going to cover verses 14 through 19. So could I have a volunteer read that section of scripture, please?
I'll read it.
All right, honey.
What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to him, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But if someone will say, you have faith and I have works, show me your faith without works, without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble.
Amen. All right, so the floor is now open to give each of you the opportunity to share what Holy Spirit is speaking and ministering to you and to ask any questions that you have. So who would like to begin?
I would.
All right, Layla.
So the first thing that the Lord would show me when I read this, originally I thought, okay, what's wrong with that? They can go to Goodwill and get some clothes. Maybe somebody will give them some shoes, or they can go to McDonald's at the end of the day and ask for hamburgers. They were warmed, they were filled eventually, and they had clothes. But what the Lord was showing me for this, we are, again, ambassadors on behalf of the Lord. So he's sending us to meet the needs of the people. He sent Jesus to meet our needs. We were the destitute, the naked, the cold, and the hungry. And he sent Jesus to fill our need. And now, before Jesus went back into heaven, yes, he gave the Great Commission to the 11 disciples that remain. But it's for every believer that we go out into all the world and we preach the gospel of the good news of peace and tidings to the poor, that we meet the people's needs. And it's not us of ourselves, because we're so pious and holy and powerful, but we're allowing the Lord to use us as vessels to meet people where they are and give them what they need. So for this 15, if you see your brother and you send him out the door, you have this warm coat in your closet that you can't fit. It would look very nice, and it's, and come to think of it, it's their perfect size. A nice pair of shoes, you know, it's snow and sleet outside, and it's a pair of boots so they can walk safely, some gloves, a scarf, and a hat. You heard their stomach grumbling and how they were talking about they wanted to eat some of your pot roast. Why don't you go ahead and share that with them, and to put the cherry on top, to put the ribbon on the present, share the Word of God, because that is everything. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So give them the Word. And the word can take care of all of these needs here, the physical needs of the body to be clothed, fed, and to be cared for. And then on the faith, let's see. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. So if you don't put the fuel in the faith, it's worthless. You don't put gas in the tank, your car is nothing but a hunk of metal. No different than a can that used to have beans in it, but you ate them. They have the same function in your life. So faith without fuel, without corresponding action, without any, you lack a better way to phrase it, outward display of what you're hoping for, what you're believing God for, what you know He'll provide and meet your need concerning, it's worthless. It's not even worth a hill of beans. A hill of beans you could sell and get money from. You could spin it into clothes, use your shoes, you can eat it. But you can't do that with faith if you're not doing the works. And that's what the Lord is getting at. Sure, you can have all the faith in the world. You can have the faith to say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. But unless you actually open your mouth and say it, that mountain is going to stay right where it is. You're going to look at it and He's going to look right back at you. Likewise, the Lord has given us a measure of faith that we're responsible for growing. So we need finances. We need healing. We need deliverance. We need protection. Whatever it is that you need, the Lord has already provided you with faith for it. But you actually have to put fuel in the tank. You actually have to display it and to put it forth and use it, just like money in the bank. Cool, you have $1 million, but you need to pay a bill, but you never put your hand or swipe that card to draw money out from that $1 million to pay that bill. You will still have that bill and would eventually, given enough time, be evicted from said home, but you have $1 million. So it's not enough to just have the faith. You actually have to use it. Otherwise, it doesn't do you or anybody else a lick of good.
Okay. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, what the Lord is always talking to us about is get your heart in alignment with God. Be willing, right? And what should we be willing to do is be led by God. Be willing to be led. If you say that you have faith and you're not willing to be led by God, it doesn't matter, right? So when we look at this, we could take this this example on face value. And then what if someone says, well, I don't have a coat to give away. I live in a desert. We don't wear coats. So if somebody's cold or, you know, maybe I don't have that right now, I'm going to miss my faith action with God because I don't have this to give at the moment. And what if I don't have an opportunity to buy a coat for someone, but I know God is stirring in me to pray for them? I'm wrong because I didn't literally give them a coat. No, what God is saying here is if you believe Him, be led by Him. Amen. Whatever He's asking you to do in any situation. Think about Abraham, for example, because he'll come up later on in this this chapter. Abraham, when he offered his son, or when he went out and traveled, he believed God, but he didn't come up with the idea of what he was supposed to do himself. He was led by God. He was led by Holy Spirit to do certain things, and he did those things because he believed God. That was the culmination of his faith. That was the corresponding action. Versus going, well, 2 + 2 = 4. I think I'll just go do that. He said, yes, here I am, Lord. What are you leading me to do? Then I will go do that. So when we look at this and all that the Lord has been talking to us about so far and everything that the Lord's been ministering to us through James about, the practicality of it is to be led by God, be willing Amen. To be led by Him. And whatever He says to you, do it. So that does mean that you have to learn how to be prompted by the Lord. You have to learn what that means and how it looks in your life, but you have to take forth the effort to do it. Right? And the difference between us and the devils that were referenced in the demons, rather, in verse 19, you believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. It's like, so what? That is irrelevant. The difference between us and them is that we are led by God.
Amen.
Right? Those who are led by God are the sons of God. So the contrary to that, the opposite side of that is those who are not led by God are not the sons of God.
Or as Jesus said it very plainly, you're of your father, the devil.
Mm-hmm. So in this situation, he's also saying, don't have your heart hardened, right? Right? So if your heart is hardened, you won't allow yourself to be led by God, no matter what he tells you to do. But he's saying, keep your heart open so you can hear whatever it is that God is saying to do, and then willingly obey what he's telling you so that his plan comes to pass. You may find that on someone's journey, Paul talks about this, one sows the word, the seed of the word, someone else waters, but God gives the increase. So that means he may not want you to do the whole kit and caboodle of what someone needs for their life to be fully restored, like in the way of spirit, soul, and body. Your body is what needs clothes. Your spirit doesn't need clothes. Neither does your soul, right? Your tummy needs food, literally, but your soul needs food too for morale. But your spirit gets its food from the Lord, which is what you referenced, Layla. So the Lord has an entirety, a holistic view of each human, but he may only want you to play one part. And it is for you to listen to God, because just like that person is being fed and watered and the Lord is delivering, he's also working in you or someone else. There's a whole life, society, earth that God is orchestrating amongst his people. So, for example, if I came across someone and the Lord said, Kamisha, you see that person? It looks like they have no clothes. It looks like they're naked. I want you to do this part of it. I want you to speak to them and prepare their heart. I have someone around the corner, two blocks from here, that I want you to give them directions to. Tell them that this is coming so that their heart is prepared and they're willing to go on the extra miles, because I'm working something in them. And the person that's around the corner, I want to work something in them as well. I need to give them a reward. I need an open door to give them a reward, a reason. They need to qualify for this reward. Their heart is ready. Their faith is up. They're going to do it. Speak to that person and send them around the corner to that next person that's waiting for them. That's my role that I want you to play in this. But then I said, no, Lord, I must be holy now. I must give them the clothes and the shoes and send them on and help them get an apartment, because I think that is right. And the Lord's like, wait a second. I asked you to be obedient, not do what you think is right. I asked you to be led by me and obey what I'm telling you to do, because when you do what I asked, as God, what God asked, everything will be right. But if you make assumptions and you go your own way, now you've messed up the whole thing. I sent this person in an opposite direction that God didn't send them. And the person that he got was waiting to qualify for their double portion or their next blessing isn't going to get it now. Or they're going to be delayed because I inserted my own opinions. So what the heart of what God is telling us throughout its entirety of his word, but especially in this place, is be willing to be led by God. Don't have a hard heart. Don't harden yourself where you can't hear what God is saying to you to do. Right? He's put plainly in front of you. Don't harden your heart and walk away. Because if you do that, you're disrupting the plan that God has brought to pass. Now, he's got a backup, absolutely. But why should he have to pull out the backup when you're right there to listen and do what he says to do? Right?
Yes.
So, no, and we're not so pious like, God, if you don't part the clouds and make two camels come out and lay down in front of me, I don't know what you're saying. That's not being led by God. So don't take it, you know, don't take it there either. You're so hard and thick to get through. God can't tell you something unless you want him to. Two crows have to fly in a circle in front of you on Wednesday while it's raining on one side of the street, but not the other, before you'll obey God. That's not being led by God either. Right. And so he's also saying that don't be so pious that you can't hear. And the Good Samaritan,
he doesn't have to take his finger and write on the wall a personal message to you.
That wasn't going down the way that person thought so. But the Good Samaritan was just right there. The Lord pricked his heart and he did what was necessary. The ones who were too important and too busy, God didn't make the right symbol for them to understand that they were supposed to help. So we're not saying that part either. Have a heart that's tender towards God, tender towards you, to love your neighbor as yourself and be led by God all the way through. Okay?
Yes, mommy.
Well, I would like to go back to something Layla talked about about our works, and how the I believe Paul references us to soldiers, and how we should be walking together with God, and how oftentimes we mistake, Mommy, as you said, obedience with, it's just plain out obedience. It's more so willing obedience to what God's word is. And Mommy, with your example, how, if, Mommy, you just said, man, Lord, I don't want to do this, and then walk away a block, and then come back and talk to that person, is that really obedience? Well, no, because when God moved on your heart to do it, you didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
While we know that God still honors that and is not going to cast us aside, we should also have the heart to and the love to do what God tells us to do instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the Lord, going back to faith, and how if we're, when God tells us to do something, though we may have the faith for it, we oftentimes have to walk it out fully and completely and have full expectation that it's going to work. And the way the Lord talked to me about it was, for example, a soldier. If that soldier is going to go, man, I'm going to do all this good stuff, and then when the battle comes, you see him running in the opposite direction, you're going to be outraged about that person. You're going to want to beat them up because they talked all this big game, but they weren't actually about it. They ran in the opposite direction. You'd call that person a coward.
Mm-hmm.
And so how much more if we have all this faith, but we don't use it?
Mm-hmm.
God expects us to actually go forward and apply it, not just say it's good for something, but we don't really use it.
Amen.
And going back to your example with the truck, Layla, it may have all the gas it needs, it may be exactly what we need, but if we don't put our foot on the pedal, it's not going anywhere. It's worthless. While it has all this potential, it's been wasted.
Amen. Amen. I like that.
Mm-hmm. What else?
I think that was it, at least for the time being.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. That's probably a good note to pause this episode on.
Mm-hmm.
And just allow yourself time to, well, let the Holy Spirit minister to you and search out the scripture. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. Can I get a volunteer to close out in prayer, please?
I will.
All right, Layla.
Lord, we thank you for giving us courage and valor and strength and might to do everything you've asked us to do. Lord, we thank you for who you are and how you love us, Lord, and that you are willing to be our Father, Lord. You've made a place for us and your family to be your sons and your daughters, Lord. We ask that you continue to guide us, Lord, that you will continue to speak with us, Lord, share the thoughts of your heart, Lord, what's on your mind, Lord, what you want us to do for the day and the day after that and all the days that we're here, Lord. We thank you for the divine appointments you have predestined for each and every one of us, Lord, and we thank you for getting us to the proper destination with the proper preparations at the proper time, Lord, and season. And we thank you for all those things. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Well, we love you. God bless you. And have a wonderful day.
Want to know more about a day of prayer?
Sign up for our newsletter where you'll get the latest updates on the ministry, inspiring messages, and coupon codes for the merch shop.
Visit our website, adayofprayer.org.
Click on Connect in the menu bar and complete the form.
Be sure to check the box that says Subscribe.
Thank you for listening to A Day of Prayer. We trust the Lord that you are strengthened and encouraged in your relationship with Christ. Visit us on our website, adayofprayer.org, where you can check out our blog, find additional study resources, or shop the official A Day of Prayer store.
Remember, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." So until next time, take care and God bless you.